I have brought you guys out here to Hillary's Boat Harbour, but I didn't realise that that getting out here and sitting where we're sitting would bring back some old memories. Because, of course, I had a life before I met and married my beautiful wife, Liz.
Sure.
Who I now have three kids with. And, you know, when I was a
player.
Young bloke, even though I was... What did you say?
When you were a player.
Oh, say a player.
Just take it, Pete. You'll never get the chance to be a player again.
All right. When I was a player, even though I live south of the river, this was the spot that I would come on an occasional dalliance with.
I see.
You know, a cheeky date.
The odd date.
This was your go-to date zone.
But girls north of the river.
Okay. I used to go on a few dates here.
Did you?
Well, you know why? Because it was the more likely place I wouldn't run into anyone I knew.
Right.
You know, because like I was from the south side of the river, and so there were less people I knew up this end.
Well, same, right? And I just sort of really liked the area, and it just kind of made sense to come here on a date if I was coming to see somebody north of the river.
And if it goes well, you can...
carousel for me.
The fountain carousel. Well, also, if the date goes well, you can go for something to eat, but you can walk along the boardwalk. Like, there's a few options to extend the date.
Exactly. Okay. And this one particular date I felt was really going very well.
Nice.
And we'd had a nice little dinner and we were treading the boards and we went over to... It's Ben and Jerry's now, but I don't think it was Ben and Jerry's back at the time, right? But... We went over there and we grabbed a couple of ice creams in cups and we sat down and we started having a chat. And around about maybe 10 minutes into the chat or so, which I thought was going really well, she said, "Oh, I'm just going to head off to the toilet and I'll be back." And she went off and 5 minutes went by.
Oh, no.
10 minutes went by.
She did not bail on you.
Half an hour. Went
half through eating an ice cream.
I started to think to myself as the ice cream was melting.
No.
I don't think she's coming back.
Pete.
Well, that is really sad.
Sure enough, she ghosted me.
I mean, to be fair, brother, it does take about 10 minutes.
That's true. And I remember sitting there, and I reckon it was about 45 minutes had gone past, and I finally just went, she's definitely not coming back.
Oh.
And she left her ice cream.
Oh,
so I sat there, I ate my ice cream, I ate her ice cream, I got in the car and went home.
Is that why we're here today? Is this a healing session for you?
I'm just hoping she rocks up so I can just confront her about it. Alex in Wanneroo, good morning to you, mate.
Yeah, maybe she didn't ghost you. Maybe she was lactose intolerant.
So she spent a little longer in the bathroom than anticipated, and when she came out, Pete had gone.
Exactly.
I like it, Alex. I like it.
The only thing, Alex, that sort of trumps that is the fact that the sort of phone calls and text messages the next day where she didn't get back to me, either she's still on that toilet. It's time.
Come on, Corelli. You've brought us here to Hillary's. We're freezing. We've had beautiful breakfast. We've heard stories about you being ghosted here. What the hell is going on?
So that's right. I've brought you out here because I did say on Friday, I said, I'm going to bring you guys out to breakfast at Hillary's and we're going to have... a little something to eat overlooking this beautiful harbour here over at the beach across from where we are.
Yes.
Well, we do have a really magnificent view where we are, so I'm wondering if you're about to bring a helicopter through here with a message on the back or some sort of like, you know, because it seems like we're here to watch something.
A helicopter? The budget these days, Kimber, to be an inflatable thong.
Doesn't Mix have a helicopter?
We only ever bring it out for Australia Day, I think.
That's it, yes.
Hey, no, look, I was on a different show last year on the other station, 92.
Don't talk about the war, mate.
Sorry. No, I We've know. Sorry, on. That's back in. We have moved on. And I, being a proud Perth born and bred bloke, we all sat around in a meeting and I remember them saying, you know, we're a radio station, we can do some cool things. If you had a you know, something that you really wanted to do, what would you do?
Yeah. Mm.
And I had an idea. And this idea got off the ground and we got legs with it. It's something that Perth hasn't seen for about 20 years. Right. But unfortunately, COVID put a pin in that.
Oh.
Right. So I'm going to take you guys back 12 months and then I'm going to tell you what's going on. Take a listen to this.
Something very exciting is happening.
The This was one of Perth's biggest events. I think it shut down back in 2001.
In the middle seat, 29. Funny farmers looking a bit funny.
The Maritime Misfits provided the entertainment with thrills and plenty of spills.
The fleet was blessed.
You're building a boat here. We'll be there at Hillary's. We're going to do a big event.
We're going for speed and we're going for agility.
Crafts literally fell apart.
It's debatable whether they're actually going to make it to the finish.
I've got goosebumps.
Ahoy there, fellow seafarers.
Oh! Listen to the excitement. This is so good.
Yeah.
How are we going to get more cartons?
A record 140 milk carton contraptions hit the water on this, the final voyage.
In the wake of the spread of COVID-19, we have taken the very reluctant decision to postpone, but I would like to note, it is a postponement, not a cancellation. You've waited long enough, Perth. It's now or never.
Guys, we are bringing back Mix 94.5's Masters Regatta.
Yeah!
I'm here at Hillary.
Okay!
You bloody beauty! We got the green light!
I did not really know what was going on then, and then I heard cartons, and I went, stuff it!
Oh, God, I can't. I've got goosebumps, and it's not because I'm cold. I can't even begin to tell you guys how bloody excited I was when our team came to us and came to me, pulled me aside and said, hey, you know, we tried to do that thing last year and it couldn't quite get up because of COVID, blah, blah, blah. Well, we've got the green light. We're going to have another go at it. We'd already found our teams.
Well, you know what, Pete? Sorry, before you go on.
Oh, go on.
There would definitely be people listening right now who do not know what the Masters Regatta is.
Yes.
Like,
right.
We grew up with it in Perth. Yes. We went to it all the time. Everybody saw it. But, like, it hasn't been around for 20 years.
It hasn't been around. So 2001 was the last year, right? And so what do you remember of the regatta? Because you're right, there are people who are listening to Mix right now who don't know anything about it, wouldn't have even have been born when it was around.
Yes.
But there are people who are listening who were here like us. Even people listening that were like racing in the regatta, built the boats in the regatta, all of that sort of stuff. But I can tell you the teams that we had last year, they're still there.
Oh, really?
They've been building their crafts for the past 12 months in anticipation, ready to go.
And again, just to spell it out, these craft are made of milk cartons.
That's right.
Right, so that's there's the Masters part
of
it.
Masters milk
cartons.
That's
exactly. Right. Yeah.
So Masters...
You know what? I've never known, how do they hold the boats together? Is that like, are there rules? Can you have gaffer tape? Is it super glue? Like, what do they do to stick them together?
There are specific rules.
Ah.
And we're going to need to know some of those rules because we've got to build a boat. But it's...
Who's going to build... You just said that a bunch of other people have been building a boat for over a year.
Yeah.
And we're going to build a boat.
Set an example.
Who's... You and me and Matt?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll talk to the union rep. We'll see what happens.
We don't know how to build a boat.
I know we don't, but we'll give it a fair old roost.
Well, when is this?
It's about a month away.
And it happens here?
That happens here.
We're going to...
So see over there the big line of rocks that sit out into the water. That's the groin.
Okay.
Right? Ooh. So, and we're going to set a buoy up here on the other side of the rocks where there's like Zambrero and the cafes and fish and chips and stuff. And they race all the way from the groin up here, do the ring around and then go all the way back. And the first person across the line...
Yeah.
We've got a big cash prize for them as well.
Wow.
So,
amazing.
This is happening, right? The Mix 94.5 Masters Regatta. And I've got to say a big thanks to Masters who were like, guys, this needs to happen.
Yeah.
Can we get this happening? And they've been throwing cartons the way
fantastic.
Of the teams and all sorts of stuff. So Saturday, the 27th of November is when it's going to be officially happening here.
Oh,
we're going to be taking over this beach that we are looking over at the moment. From the groin up to the cafes and then back is the race course, and the regatta is happening. It's going to be great.
You know what? It always looked like so much fun, and I'm excited that we're a part of it, but you have made me nervous suggesting that the three of us have to make a boat together because it doesn't seem like the kind of thing that you can do in like a couple of hours.
Yeah, well, luckily we've got 4 weeks. So,
well,
we've got a bit of time. We're going to design it.
How's your schedule, mate?
I don't know if I made it clear that I only have a couple of hours available.
I'm looking at Matt's face while you go through this. I'm confident because, look, at the end of the day, if the boat sinks, it's just... part of the fun, isn't it? Okay, that's all that's I really true. Remember from seeing regattas when I was a kid. Obviously, you know, I used to see the cars that they built. Somebody yes. built a helicopter once.
Mm-hmm.
That was very cool. But I just remember a lot of people just ending up in the drink.
Well, because
boats just sort of
how
fell
do they
apart.
Get the opportunity to test the boat before there's already you six don't. People on it racing across the water?
You don't.
And at yeah. the end of the day, the water worthiness of it isn't as important as the awesomeness of how it looks.
Yeah, true.
Much true. Like life.
Yeah.
I do have a design in mind.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to share with you what the design is just now,
okay.
but I do have a design in mind.
Have you done any research on like what is more buoyant than others, yeah. or are you going for just what looks flashy?
Looks flashy.
Okay,
absolutely
great.
Zero research.
We're going to drown, Matt.
If I had to make a call right now, I'd be going a twin hull. I feel like that would be better.
Right, okay.
Polynesian people sailed many thousands of miles on a twin hull.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There okay. you go.
I believe.
I think we go with that.
So, Masters, that's WA Way, Aussie owned and made right here in WA for over 50 years. A big thanks to them because they have been holding on to this for us for about a year now.
Well done.
Ready to go. And they're supplying as many cartons as necessary to the teams that are involved, ready to go.
Okay, so Saturday, November 27 is the day that everyone can come down here to Hillary's mm-hmm. and just watch it all unfold.
Yep, absolutely. We're going to have all sorts down here. We're going to have the Masters cows are going to be running around. Yeah, they will be. Every different colour of the rainbow of cow.
How did you organise all this stuff? Like, have you just been in secret squirrels with, I can't say it, with our producer Jeans?
I know people.
Jeans and joggers. Yep. You know people.
Pretty much they've done it all.
It feels like you've literally organised everything and Matt and I don't know what's going on. The people building the boats knew more about this than Matt and I.
Well, I hope so because they've known about it for 12 months.
Yeah.
We got heaps of giveaways on the day, competitions. There's going to be a heap of Masters milk as well floating around. So, yeah, it's going to be great.
You're bringing back an institution, man.
Certainly am.
Sport can be good on a Saturday. It can be great on a Sunday. But it's bloody awesome on a Barramundi.
Thanks for driving all the way up to Hillary's, mate.
It's actually great to be here. I can't believe you're in shorts.
Neither can I.
And he's in thongs. He's got a red nose.
I know. It's like you got the cue and you wore a jacket. You listened to us complaining about how cold it is.
I read the play. There's some men out there swimming in the water. It's incredible.
Yeah, old guys. Quite a few people jump in this morning.
We reckon we've seen probably 30 or more people come down for a swim this morning, which is amazing. But, Barra, I don't know if you know, last night, you and I, there's some
That's
of the swimmers.
Some of them.
Barra, last night you and I shared a moment.
Oh, really?
And you didn't know about it.
Oh, okay.
You were doing your broadcast on Channel 7 News, of uh-huh. course, and I had the mute button on, not because I don't want to hear it, honestly, but I was busy doing dinner and stuff, and I looked up. So what I use is the closed captioning or the subtitles.
Oh, yeah.
And so I still know what's happening, but I'm not hearing the things I don't want to hear. And I looked up and there had been a glitch with the closed captioning. And so it was just your face and talking and looking at me down the camera. And all it said in the subtitles was, I love you.
Oh.
And it was, I love you for about 22 seconds or so. And it wouldn't move on. And you were saying other things, but all it was committing to was, I love you.
Oh, it's a special message for you.
Thank you. I didn't even know what you were talking about, but I was like, it suddenly changed.
It's got to help our ratings. Oh, that's incredible.
I'd love to see that as a broadcast.
Did you even say, I love you in
okay.
any of your broadcasts?
Here's Barra with sport.
Night?
I was reading with Angela Sun, so there was.
Oh, maybe.
Look, thank you for that great story. Footy season, guys, is officially over now,
yes.
too. I guess you know. The AFL Grand Final
now?
Last weekend. The Waffle on Saturday, and the NRL Grand Final was on yesterday. Now, there's a team called the Panthers. They're the Mountain Men from Penrith.
Yeah.
You would know, Matty. 55 k's west of Sydney, sort of on the Sydney side of the Blue Mountains.
Mm.
And a bit of a blue-collar area. The team has many Pacific Islanders, I suppose you'd say, Fijians, Tongans, Samoans. Wonderful scenes after the game. They all go into a prayer huddle and they get down on their knees and they pray straight after a grand final. Never seen that before. And one of their stars, Brian To'o. Very hard to pronounce.
I can hear how you remember it.
You
were like, I love that you said it out loud, that when someone's remembered, you're like, well, how am I going to remember that? Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Anyway, he's one of their stars, and he's this big Fijian fella, and he went over to the sideline, and he actually proposed to his partner after the grand final. Aww. We went live around Australia, pulled out a ring. They were in Suncorp in Brisbane, and she said, yes, thank God. And probably a good idea because she's probably not going to see him for a week now as they celebrate.
It wasn't the grand final ring, though, was it?
I didn't sort of get that ring.
And go, hang on, I can use that.
They do have rings as well. Yes. He won't forget the wedding anniversary.
No, he won't.
Very smart. More on the Demons. Obviously, they were the AFL premiers. Great story. Inspiration behind their great season. You've probably seen the movie The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman, our man in it. And it was not the movie, but there's a YouTube clip of an American singer and actress. Her name's Keila Settle. And she sings that famous song, This Is Me. And she was in rehearsal. Actually, we might have a taste of it.
We've got a little bit of audio here. Sort of.
Words wanna cut me down.
There it is.
I'm gonna sing a blood, gonna drown a mound. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me.
Well, anyway, she was sort of a very reserved girl and wouldn't come out of herself. And Hugh Jackman was in there and they all said, listen, step into the spotlight. Step into the spotlight, Keila. Let it rip. Prove yourself. It's a real tearjerker if you get a chance to look at it on YouTube. And that was the theme of the Melbourne Footy Club this year. Come on, out of the darkness. Come into this. Come into
claim your space.
It's our time. Stop choking. Stop tightening up. Just go for broke. I just love it. You know, it's like really an inspirational thing. So great for all people. If you want to, if you've got your kids who are struggling in that area as well, just play them this YouTube video. Work for the Demons as well.
That's a nice link too, because we were about to hire you as our entertainment reporter as well. We were like, you do music, musicals, shows. You can cover everything,
Hugh Jackman of Mix. And Waffle premieres, of course, on Saturday with Subiaco. Now, they've won five of the last eight flags.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? Five of the last eight premierships.
Yeah.
My club, the Perth Footy Club, we haven't won since 1977.
I remember it well.
You remember 1977. Yeah. Our youngest premiership player is Peter Bisasto.
Oh.
He's 63.
Jesus. Is he?
The Buzz.
He was my hero. And when he opened a store in Carousel, a sports store, I was like, the world changed.
Wow.
Peter Bisasto's in Carousel.
So it's like that bus where all the cool kids are at the back of the bus. And we're up the front. We're the Perth Footy Club. We're the uncool kids at the front. We want to get down the back with the cool kids. And we've been waiting since 1977.
Well, Barra, you need to start playing that Hugh Jackman clip to the Perth Footy Club.
Well, that's exactly what
get
I thought,
into the
Matt.
Spotlight.
I was take
go,
that
you
down
demons.
There and
your
show
Oscars
the boys.
Music is playing. You've only got time to thank God and your agent.
And Barra.
Get out.
Hey, the Masters Milk Cart Regatta. I was in it in the old days. The Eagles had a team. We were such bogans. It was brilliant. It was bougainvillea everywhere. And you used to have 2 litre milk cartons in those days, cardboard. Yes. So it was a lot easier to build. But I think insurance might have killed it off at the end. But I don't know how you guys are doing.
Nah, we've sorted it out.
We don't have insurance. Pete's just running this whole thing.
I've got a cousin who works in insurance.
Of course you do.
Good on you,
Barra. Great initiative,
thanks,
you guys. Well done.
Thanks, bud.
Guys, I've discovered something strange about myself. Where do we start?
Where do you start?
You know, it's a funny thing. I was doing some washing yesterday and I was just hanging the washing out, and it was like one of those washers where it was just like a few towels and a few things like that.
Yep.
And I was hanging it up afterwards after it was nice and clean, and we've got this bath mat. It wasn't my bath mat. It came with James. Right, like my partner, it's one of his bath mats. It's this sort of like grey brown kind of colour, I guess, and it's one of those toggle bath mats. You know those ones that look like they got lots of little like blobs, like they
Yes.
Knob things on.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of surface area, quite absorbent, I would imagine.
Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. And there's something about the colour of it and the way that it sits. Everything about it, when I just see it, makes me physically go, what?
Yeah.
Like, it makes me feel a bit like I'm going to gag.
Yes, because even though it's clean, it's one of those things that, with the colour as well and the texture, it looks like something that you would pull out of a block drain.
Yes, that's exactly it's like.
Yes.
I don't know why, if it's the colour or the texture or something, every time. So when I hang it on the line, I make sure that I hang other things in front of it so that I can't physically see it every time I walk past, because it just makes me feel gross. And I was like, why is this even a thing? So I thought, what's the weird thing? Could be an inanimate object, whatever, that just when you see it or hear it or whatever it is, it just makes you go, oh,
Well, I've told you this. Boogie, my best mate, the guy I grew up with on Gravity Street together in Beckenham, who is the grossest human being I've ever met. But I can beat him. I can make him sick if you brush your teeth in front of him.
Really?
It's his Achilles heel. So if he's really annoying me, I haven't seen him in ages, but if he's really annoying me, I just need to brush my teeth in front of him.
He can't handle it.
He's like, oh, get away from me. Get away from me.
Has he ever explained why? That's so weird.
I don't want to know why.
Fair enough.
I love these weird things. But have you got one?
Well, and this is a weird one for me because I used to work in it, but the fish shops, yes, when we were kids growing up, and still to this day, scales on a fish... not a problem. Absolutely not a problem.
Yeah. Right.
But the second that I see a scale on its own, I have issues.
Oh.
Yeah. And we used to eat a lot of fish when we were kids because of the fish shops. Mm. And if I found a scale, bones, it didn't bother me whatsoever. But if I found a scale on a piece of fish, instant gag.
It looks like a fingernail. I think that's
Yeah,
why.
And I think you're right. I think that's what the issue might be. But just the feeling of it and just to look at it just made me...
I get it, dude. I'm feeling this way about a bath mat.
We've got Eddie in Thornley. Good morning, mate.
Have you got something that makes you feel a bit...
Yeah, black sambuca.
You lightweight.
I know. I got so drunk on it 1 year and can never, ever even look at it again.
Is it the smell now? If you smell it anywhere, does it still give you the same reaction?
It has been like in a shot glass, even straight after that. Cannot do that.
Well, let's be honest, Eddie. Whenever you hear someone go, oh, we got on the black sambucas last night, you know the story's not going to end well.
Oh, that's right. Exactly.
Yeah. I love that it's a story that you had one night out and you're carrying it for life now. You're like, I can no longer go near that.
Good on you, Eddie. Thanks for your call this morning, mate. We got Renee in Brigadoon. What's the weird thing that makes you gag?
The thing that I can't stand is wooden pop sticks or wooden cutlery.
Oh, what?
I have met a few people with this.
Yep.
What is
can't
it about it?
I don't know. I can't do it, but the idea of putting it in my mouth just gives me anxiety, and I can't watch anyone else do it either.
So ice creams and icy poles, that sort of thing?
No. Yeah, they're a problem.
Yeah, I'm with you, Renee, and I'm like, there's more wooden cutlery, and the way that the wood feels on your tongue, it's just weird...
Stop it.
Yeah.
You know, I find wooden cutlery a bit strange. Yeah. I get it. But I wouldn't give up the ice cream. Would you even eat around the stick and then just leave the last bit of ice cream on?
I have been known to eat the very outside, but I can't get... If I get too close to the pop stick, it's a game over.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, wow.
Heard that a few times.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Lisa. Hello.
Hello.
What is it that's making you sort of gag a bit?
It's people folding paper or me folding paper.
Really?
Wow.
Mm.
Okay.
And so I think it's similar to the effect when people used to scrape fingernails down the old blackboard.
Yes. It's that.
So, and I work in an office-based job, so it's... thankfully, most of my colleagues know, but when I sort of, if I'm in meetings and things and other people fold it and it's not people I want to look like an idiot in front of, it's a bit difficult to deal with.
Is it the look of it or the sound of it?
It's the sound.
I wonder if in a past life you died in a horrific origami incident.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah.
Pete, Matt and Kimber.